Hare Krishna. Here I am in Toronto. Had a lengthy journey yesterday. Drove from Budapest to Vienna. Flew from Vienna to Zurich and from Zurich to Toronto. And now here in Toronto, it's very, very nice weather. A little cooler autumn weather than it was in Hungary. But very, very nice. And I plan to be here until Monday and then go back to Hungary. And the following weekend we have an ELM meeting in German. Okay, what's the topic of this short podcast? Achyuta Das asks, please define the difference between Babaji and Sannyas. Two of our prominent acharyas, Jagannath Das Babaji and Gaurakishore Das Babaji, were Babajis. What does a Babaji initiation look like? Is there a Babaji mantra like the Sannyas mantra received from the guru who offers Babaji initiation? I've never been to a Babaji initiation, so I can't answer that. Srila Prabhupada did one in Chicago, as I understand, and that was to one disciple, and from what I know from Tamal Krishna Maharaj, it was just like a sannyas initiation, except that Srila Prabhupada asked him to chant 64 rounds. When we think about Babaji's, we usually think of Bhajananandis, people who retire to a holy place, whereas sannyasis are meant to be itinerant preachers. And therefore, I would like to emphasize here in this podcast that the real essence of Babaji and Sannyas is that Sannyas is part of and emphasizes Varnashram, and the Babajis are retiring from all type of connection with society and have really sort of given up the world. They're meant to be, and Srila Prabhupada says this often, Paramahansas like Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. And that's why they wear white. Their white cloth represents the condition or state of their heart, that they have nothing to do with this world, and that they've already got one foot in the spiritual world and are absorbed in bhajan and passing through different stages of perfection. This is the ideal. It's not what Babaji's are nowadays, but this is the ideal. And whereas a sannyasi who wears saffron, carries a danda, and the marks of his order of society is still part, very much part of society, although in one sense he's socially dead, in another sense he interacts with society by preaching, by giving others Krishna consciousness, and encouraging them also by his example to practice renunciation and to come to the platform of renunciation. Babaji's, as far as I know, also chant the same sannyas mantra as do our sannyasis, but at the same time they also have another Siddha Pranali mantra which they receive from the spiritual master, and that Babaji initiation is very much akin to the formal initiation that we take, so I think it has more weight in terms of the relation that it's generally received directly from the spiritual master and often at an earlier stage of life, although Bhaktivinoda Thakur took Babaji initiation from Gaurakishore Das Babaji at the end of life, but then he locked himself up in his room in Jagannath Puri until he left this world. So what I'd like to leave everyone with as a thought is that Srila Prabhupada, his followers, Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur, his disciples, Bhaktivinoda Thakur instructed that we reestablish Varnashram as a social structure, and even the renounced order of life, or even those who are meant to be socially dead, they're meant to be actually living emblems of Varnashrama. Why? Because it's important. The rights and obligations or devotee society should really be a society, and that society should be based upon rights and obligations that are defined for us by Krishna and by revealed scriptures. In contemplating this Babaji and Sannyas question, we should also think, are we situated in our role in Varna Ashram. What is our Varna? What is our Ashram? Are we expecting specific rites of our Varna and Ashram? And are we following the God-given rules of our Varna and Ashram? And if not, why not? Both individually and collectively, as family, as groups of devotees in different parts of the world, without having our own social order. Certainly we will be affected by the social order of the world around us. And if we do, we'll be also affected as conditioned souls by their values. And so this is a real important meditation for all of us. And with that, I'll sign off and continue again tomorrow. Hare Krishna.